B'shus the Rav Mardas, Rav Neuberger Shlita, our distinguished guest from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Targan Shlita, Amor Rabosai. 2 years ago, I had the honor, just a couple of days after Rav Aaron Tzal's Patira, to stand in this shul to share some Divrei Hesped, Zichronos, some words of recollection, and eulogy of sorts, about this great individual, this giant in Torah, Gadol b'Torah in every sense of the word, not only in Torah, but in Chochmah, and Midos Me'ulos, as Neuberger just alluded to, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Agon, Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. Tonight, as we mark his second yard site, I thought it would be appropriate to, instead of sharing the Rehespin Zichronos, to learn some Torah in his memory. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Bava Kama regarding Chizkiyo HaMelech, based on a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, it says, V'chavad Oso B'moso Melamed Shoshir Yeshiv Al Kivro, that the great kavod that they gave to Chizkiyo HaMelech after he died was that they set up a yeshiva by his grave. In other words, the best kavod you can give to somebody himself represented Torah, is that people should learn Torah. And therefore, that's, I think, what Lichtenstein, Zichron Baruch, certainly would have wanted. And we'll try and learn this evening some Torah of his, quote-unquote, some insights of his on a subject that I hope is Shavuot Chol Nefesh, that people will be able to understand and perhaps see a glimpse of his approach, and again learn Le'ilui Nishmaso. Shortly after he was Nifter, I think it was around the Shloshim, I don't recall that it was exactly the Shloshim, but there was a get-together in New York City, I think it was maybe the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, I think, I forgot. And one of the speakers there was Rebbetzin Lichtenstein, Rav Soloveitchik's daughter, Rav Aaron's wife. And one of the things she mentioned, sharing her reflections, was she was describing about what it was like when they decided as a couple, as a family in the early 1970s to leave this area, to leave the United States and go to Eretz Yisrael. And she said everybody more or less whom they spoke to was against it. And in her words, people were telling them what a foolhardy decision this was. Around Lichtenstein at the time was the Rosh Kol in YU, and he had the position here, Shirim here, and so on, and everybody thought it was a very foolish. In those days, the early 1970s, Aliyah was not nearly as popular and as, in some ways, easy. It's not easy today either, but it was more difficult then to pick up a family and to move. And everyone told them it was a foolhardy decision. But obviously, Rav Aaron Zichron Livracha and his wife had a certain passion for Eretz Yisrael, a desire not only to live in Eretz Yisrael, but to build up Eretz Yisrael, to spread Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And as they say, the rest is history. The tremendous impact that Rabbi Zichron had as yeshiva and Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, in really in all walks of life, presently in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in the Dati Lumi community, tremendous, tremendous impact. So I thought this evening, we'll discuss a little bit about the longing for Eretz Yisrael from his halachic perspective, the halachic thought of Lichtenstein. The first source is the Psukim in Parshas Vaschanan, Psukim that we're aware of. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. He was told he's not going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And he was desperate to have that decree canceled. It says in Paragimel of Devarim, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the first source was Vaschanan Hashem Vayisai Lemor, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch, and please, Hashem Elokim, etc. Pasuk Chav Hey, Ebron Ova Ere Esar Tzatova, please, let me go into Eretz Yisrael and see this wonderful land. And he davened, and he davened. The Medrash Agoda Chazal say in the second source, the Medrash Agoda on that pasuk says, Davaracher v'eschanan tof kuf tes vav tfilos osa. Moshe davened for this 515 times. Kaminyan v'eschanan, the word v'eschanan in the gematria adds up to 515. So does the word tfilah without the yud. He davened 515 tfilos for this. He was desperate to get in. So desperate that the Gemara in Sotah, in the third source, raises the kashet of yud dalam and aleph. The Gemara says, Darsh Rab Simloi mipnei manis ave Moshe only konis l'eretz Yisrael. What was he so? What he was so desperate about going into Eretz Yisrael? Was it such a big deal that he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why was that so important? V'chilecho mipriyo tzarech olisbo mituvo tzarech. He wanted to go in to have a Jaffa orange. He wanted to have a falafel, or taste some pregad or something. He wanted to taste the food and the drinks in it. Not that that stuff there, but was that enough of a reason that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so desperately 515 tefillahs pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, no, Elakach Omar Moshe, Harbe mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael v'ein miskayim in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain mitzvahs which we were given, many mitzvahs, which apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe said, Ekoneis ani la'aretz kadei shiskaimu kulan ayodi. I want to be able to fulfill the rest of the mitzvahs that I can't do. We know there's a category of mitzvahs called mitzvahs atuyas baretz, Mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz are Truma and Meister and Shemitah, category of mitzvahs called mitzvahs tulis baretz. And so those Moshe Rabbeinu could not fulfill outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was desperate to go into Eretz Yisrael to fulfill those mitzvahs. So usually we assume that it's kavana, whether those mitzvahs tulis baretz. In fact, from there are those who learn that a person, even when you're potter from mitzvahs, should try and mechayiv yourself for something to learn. But anyway, that's what the pashtus in that gemara. However, Aaron suggested something else. We take a look in Parshas Shoftim, source number 4, Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin, Pesukim Yud Dalim Tesvav. The pasuk says, Kisavol Ha'aretz is another mitzvah, which depends upon being in Eretz Yisrael. Kisavol Ha'aretz, Asher Shem Lekecha, Nosen Loch, V'yushto V'shav, Tuvah B'marta, Sim Alay Melech, Kechalagam Asher Yisivos. So I, pasuk Tesvav, Som Tosim Alecha Melech. The mitzvah of establishing a Jewish king, a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. That's also Kisavol Ha'aretz. And indeed, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dav Chafam Bei, so it's 5, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Shalosh mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'chnisasan la'aretz. There are 3 mitzvahs which the Jewish people were commanded to fulfill upon entry, doesn't mean the minute they went in, but upon entry into Eretz Yisrael, and they are lahamid lohamelech, to establish a king, a Jewish government, lahachris zaru shal amalek, to get rid of Amalek. That's why after Shaul HaMelech became the first king, one of his first missions was to destroy Amalek. Didn't work out so well, but that was the job. And then Livno Vilivno Slam Bay Sabakhira. And the Rambam brings out Lahalocha, Perak Aleph, Ilchus Malach Malach Aleph, Sholosh Mitzvos, Nitzav Yisrael Bishtas Knisos on Lorets in Source 6, Livnos Lam Melech, Shenemar Som Tosim Alech HaMelech, Ulahachri Zahar Shamal, Shenemar Timcha Zecher HaMelech, Livnos Beis HaBechir, Shenemar Lashich Nasir Shuvos HaShama. So that's the Rambam says, these mitzvahs are not usually, when we think about, you take a poll, you think about mitzvahs HaTulis Ba'aretz, that the Hamid Melech, Ulahachri Zahar Shalom Melech, Livnos Lam Beis HaBechir, it doesn't come to mind. But it's clear from this Gemara that these are mitzvahs also depend upon Eretz Yisrael. Now, a common denominator between all these 3 mitzvahs is that they are not incumbent upon an individual. They are tzibudik, they are communal mitzvahs. No individual has those obligations, even to destroy Amalek. That's for discussion at a different time. But it's a mitzvah on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And evidently, the way Rabbi put it, these mitzvahs pertain to the root of the national identity of Knesset Yisrael. These are mitzvahs central to the national identity of the Jewish people, and particularly in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe, Rav Aaron suggested, longed to go into Eretz Yisrael when the Gemara says in Sota, back in Source 3, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Tulis Baretz, not only Truma and Meiser and Shemitah and these mitzvahs, these agricultural mitzvahs, which indeed are Tulis Baretz, but also these mitzvahs, which define the national identity of the Jewish people, which means that Moshe longed to go into Eretz Yisrael, in effect, to complete the mission that he started out yet in Mitzrayim, right? He was, part of his job was to form a people, to forge a nation, and he wanted to see the fulfillment of that. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu longed for. And Amar noted, if you look in the Pesukim, Parshas Balos, we don't have to read the whole Source 7, but that's the story when Moshe Rabbeinu finally seems to have had enough of all the complaints of Klal Yisrael. Right, by the people are complaining about this, that, the other thing, and finally Moshe loses it. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Source 7, and Parshas Balos, will say for Mimbar Vayomer Moshe Hashem, Lo Mahari Osel Abdecha. What did I ever do to you that you gave me such a terrible burden to handle these people? Right, that's what the rabbi sometimes says. Well, what did I ever do? Right, he says, Hanochi Harisius Kol Amazen Pasuk Yud Beis. Did I give birth? Am I their parent? I have to be like a Kasher Yisa, like a bunch of babies. I have to carry them around like a wet nurse takes care of a child, and so on and so forth. Where am I going to get food? I can't do it anymore. And get rid of it. I don't want any more of it. What does the Kosh Baruch Hu answer? The last couple of psukim. Baruch Hashem Moshe, Esoli Shiva Mishmi Zikna Yisrael, summon 70 elders, Asher Yodat Tekim Zikna Mishotrov, talented people you know, have leadership abilities, and set them up, Vyoradati, in the last pasuk of that batch, Vyoradati Vidibaratim Choshom Veltzaltim and Ruch, I'll give them Ruch HaKodesh, and so on. It's the first Sanhedrin. So basically, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, in effect, yeah, you are responsible. Moshe, what, I give birth to these people? Kodesh Baruch Hu, we may not have given birth to them, but that's your job as a leader. You think your job as a leader only is to say shiurim, to spread me? You have to be a leader. The Rav has what the Baron, I guess, would call a celebrated essay on this, you know, on this topic. But in any event, the Moshe was told, yes, you do have to be like a wet, and it's not enough just to say shiurim, and you have to lead the people. But the way Aaron put it here, basically the response was, be a leader. Set up a system of government. Mold a nation. Build a people. That's the answer. And in other words, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's mission. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. The Pasuk says in the end of the Chumash in Parshas HaBrachot, Source 8, Perek Lamed Gimel of Dvarim, Pasuk, hey, Vayhi Bishurin Melech, we know the words, right? Vayhi Bishurin Melech, he was a king in Yeshurin. I mean, Klai, so who's the he? Who's the antecedent to that pronoun? Vayhi Bishurin Melech, who's the he? So Rashi says in Source 9 there, Vayhi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the Melech? It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, other mefarshim say not that way. The Ibn Ezra, for example, on that pasuk in source 10, Melech hu Moshe. Vayhi b'shur Melech is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Either one, if you look in the psukim there, grammatically it works either way. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Melech. Hu Moshe, Shoshamu Roshem, Visasev Roshayam. All the leaders come to learn from him. Ramban, the lengthy Peter Ramban, I only quoted part of it in source 11. He said, Vayhi b'shur Melech remez al Hashem anizkar. It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Aval Yesh b'mitzas ha'gadu shemefarshim asal Moshe. But some Midrashim say that it's all about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's like the Melech. It's in like that in Shmos Rabbah, in source 12, in the Parsha Yaakov, Parsha Mem Ches, Simon Dalet, Moshe Melech, Shemar, Vahi Bishur and Melech. And so, what the Baron suggested is that Moshe's longing, Moshe Rabbeinu's longing to get into Eretz Yisrael was not only to do the mitzvahs, atlis barak, the so-called agricultural mitzvahs, but also to build a nation, to establish a people in Eretz Yisrael, Alpi Torah mitzvahs. And Ein Melech Beloam. Okay, it's not actually a statement in the Gemara, but others say that Ein Melech Beloam, right? There's no king without a people. You can't be a king without a nation, right? So his job, so to speak, is to build a nation, to create a people, and that's why I wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, Dafke, to fulfill the mission, to complete the task, which he had devoted so much energy and time and effort into till then, Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. It goes a little further, Aaron suggested. The pasuk says, the famous pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, source 13, Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Hey, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. You have to follow, so to speak, in the footsteps of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achrei Hashem Telechu Voso Tiro. That's Misoso Tishmor V'Kol Tishmor V'Oso Savodu V'Osid Bakun. We have to cleave. We have to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to go after, so to speak, in the footsteps, as it were, of Kadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting, that same sugi and sota in source 14, the same sugi, the same daf and sota, Yudalam and Aleph, source 14. V'omer b'chama baruch hanina, ma'i d'chsiv achrei shem telechu. V'chi efshel ola adam lahalechach ha'shchina. What do you mean, follow in the footsteps of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Can a human being attach himself to the Shechina? It's not no gay, it's not possible. Okor nemar, k'ashem lekecha eish ochlohu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fire, no physical properties and so on, no corporeal properties. So it's how do you follow after Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ella, famous Gemara, lahalech achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means imitate, in Latin, imitate odei, right, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and famous, mahu malbish arumim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes those who need clothing, so as it says, he brings a raya from Adam Arishon and Achava, they bought them clothes, afatol beish arumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikecholim, so, he visited Avram Avinu was sick. Afatah ba'akir cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim. D'chsiv ahi acharim os Avram ba'yivarach alakim es Yitzhak Puno, which Rashi in 15 says he was mevak, paid a shivakol, so to speak. Right, nichem aveilim. So, afatah nachem aveilim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kavar meisim. D'chsiv ahi poros obaga afatah kvar meisim. So the Gemara says what it means is, follow the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't really follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shayach. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We're finite. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara says what it means is behave, so to speak, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu behaves. There's a similar Gemara, perhaps a little more famous, based on a different pasuk. The pasuk is in the Oz Yashir, source 16, Shmos Perak Tesva pasuk Beis. Oz Yivizim Has Kavay Elishua Zeh Keli Van Veyu. The famous Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So the Gemara has in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. First, the Gemara has the more famous exposition of Zeh Keli Van Veyu. We should hisnol lefana b'mitzvos. We should have a beautiful tzitzis and a beautiful shofar and a beautiful talis and whatever else. Okay, tefillin. But Abu Shoa Omer in 17 Van Veyu have a dome elo. Mahu chanun rachum af ata heye chanun rachum. Similar idea, just learned from a different pasuk. That's a Rashi there in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel Beis in 18 says, "Have a domelo l'shon anvehu anivahu." Anvehu is a play on words. Anivahu ese atzmi kimoso l'dabek b'drachav, and that makes it into the Rambam. Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph Halacha Vav 19. Kach lam beferish mitzvah zu mahu nikra chanun afatah yechanun mahu nikra racham atav erucham mahu nikra kadosh afatah yekadosh. Again, imitati odei, following the moral traits, perhaps the social actions, activities, helping people in need, and so on. That's how you imitate a kadosh baruch hu. However, the Baron noted, based on a less well-known source than these two famous gemaras, that there was another idea of following in the path of a kadosh baruch hu. The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Yutes Pasuk Chav Gimel V'chi Savo Al Aretz U'Natatem Kol Eitz Macho V'Araltem Orlo So As Perio Sholo Shem Yalecham Aril Lo Yechel. It's a mitzvah in the Torah when you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael. So for the first 3 years, the fruit of the tree, any produce, one time trees didn't produce that much produce anyway in the first 3 years. Now they have they inject the trees with hormones or whatever, it grows faster, so it's no gay. But anyway, for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. That's called arlo. You're not allowed to eat the pears of trees in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll get to chutzpah in a second. So it says, v'chisavol ha'aretz unetatem kol eitz ma'achal. So how do you read that pasuk? V'chisavol ha'aretz unetatem, the vav unetatem, and you plant. Is that, v'chi means when? When you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you plant, here's the din, you can't eat the fruit. That's the usual way you understand that pasuk, right? It's part of the conditional. It's a chelek of the key. V'chi, savol ha'aretz, unetatem, comma, when you'll go into land, and you'll plant, so here's the din, you're not allowed to eat the fruits for the first 3 years, the mitzvah of orla. It's part of the conditional, it's if you plant. However, there's a medrash, and I remember seeing this, they probably didn't know it either, I certainly didn't. I mean, the JNF used to have when they encouraged people to plant trees in Israel, so they would quote this pasuk. They would say, when you come into Israel, you shall plant. So I remember when I was younger, I thought, that's not correct. That's not what the pasuk means. It means when you cut, that's a corrupting a pasuk. But they're right, according to a medrash. I don't know if they knew the medrash or not, but there is such a medrash. And Rabbi knew the medrash. It says in Source 21, Vayikra Rabba, there in Parsha Gilosh, in Parsha Chof, Hei, Simon, Gimel, Rietzik, where we see on pasuk, Achre Hashem, Te'elekechem, Te'elechu, that same pasuk which the Gemara in Sota, back in Source 14, expounded upon. All these psukim that a Kaddish Baruch was like, hey, she's like this, she's like that. How can we cleave after a Kaddish Baruch with the same source? So listen to this. Look at the next page towards the end. And psukim Daniel also Kaddish Baruch, fire and lightning, all this stuff. Ella mitchilas briyosu shel olam lo nisasek a Kaddish Baruch ella b'mata techila. What is one of the first things that a Kaddish Baruch did upon creating the world? Vayita Hashem Elokeinu Gan Be'Eden. He planted a garden. He planted trees. Gan Eden. It's one of the first things that Kodesh Baruch Hu did. So therefore, Afatem Kishenichnasim La'aretz Lo Tisasku Ela B'Mata Tchila Hadod Dichsiv Kisavol La'aretz. And it means Unetatem. In other words, there is a mitzvah, says this medrash, that part of what we call Imitati Odei, but part of imitating or following Kodesh Baruch Hu, aside from everything we said with Ma'ahu Rachum Afat Harachum and Ma'ahu Mavakechol Afat Harachum, Kodesh Baruch Hu planted trees. You plant trees. Taka mitzvah. That's what this medrash seems to say. So therefore, you fulfill this requirement of Acher Hashem Telechu, so on, by planting. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's ironic, because the mitzvah of Orla that's discussed in that pasuk, Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra, is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Even though it says, V'chisav Ola Aretz. The Gemara says, in Kiddushin, the Aflam and Vavim Reis going over, Lamed Zayin Amalav, 22, the Mishnah, says, Kol mitzvah shitlui ba'aretz, eina noheges ela ba'aretz. Any mitzvah which depends upon agriculture is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. And v'she'ena tlui ba'aretz, but a mitzvah is not dependent on agriculture, other mitzvahs apply everywhere. Noheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz ba'aretz, chutz min ha'arla, a few exceptions, one of which is arla. And Rashi explains in 23, the mitzvah, the Gemara goes on to explain, zalacha l'moshe m'sinai. Even though it says in the pasuk, kisavo la'aretz, but we assume, now there are different zalachic, different about sofek arla, we don't have to keep the exact, we don't have to worry, we go to the store today and buy fruit. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe the fruit came from a tree that's within the first 3 years. If you plant a tree in your backyard and you talk a no when you planted it, so the rules of Orla would apply. But we have part of the halacha, which we've seen, like Mark explained, that Suffolk, Orla b'chutz or is mutter. That was even on Eretz Yisrael. It's not sacred the right, but that was part of the halacha, which we've seen. Anyway, so it doesn't apply here. But in terms of what I'm pointing out, that's how the Rambam brings the halacha. Hilchos machos asur is parag yud, halacha tes and yud. That's why you don't get malchus in chutz la'aretz. There are gradations, there are differences in the midst of arla in Eretz Yisrael and the midst of arla in chutz la'aretz. And the Rambam codifies that in halacha yud there in 24, aval isser arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha mosh misinai. And the Shulchan Aruch says it as well. These dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch. Yerodeya simreit sari dalet tzivches in 25. So Eretz Yisrael it's min haTorah and in chutz la'aretz it's halacha mosh misinai. But in any event, evidently, given, this is what Aaron, I think, wanted to prove, given that Orla, which is what that pasuk is talking about, is itak applicable in Chutz La'aretz as well, so that's what perhaps leads the Medrash to say that there is a different derivation from the opening part of the pasuk, which is not a matter of planting and of Orla. The Orla details the pasuk apply in Chutz La'aretz too. Rather, the beginning of the pasuk is telling you something else, that there is this idea of Netiyas Eitzim and Eretz Yisrael, a separate issue, so to speak. Okay, because the two are not necessarily connected. But then Aaron wanted to say, what's the idea of planting a tree? It's not so much, and this is with due respect to the JNF, it's not just a matter of planting trees. But planting trees, Aaron suggested, is symbolic of building up the land, cultivating, okay, creating a world. While Kadosh Baruch Hu planted Gan Eden, that was creating a world for man to live in. I say man with a capital, right? Man and woman for human beings to live in. That was the purpose. Okay, creating a world, building infrastructure, allowing for a national existence. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's what he, so set up an economy. You plant trees, you plant crops, you're going to have agriculture, you're going to have an economy. So Rabbi Aaron understood that on this, under this mitzvah, according to that medrash in Vayikra Rabba, that an utatim kol eitz is not the part of the conditional, you know, if you'll plant. But it means you have to. You come and you, and it's not just planting trees, but it's setting up a society. It's setting up an economy, setting up a facility, so to speak, for a nation to be successful, cultivating the possibility of a communal life. And therefore, one can suggest that that is what Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps more than anything else, longed for. If we go back to the beginning. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? As we said, not just to keep the mitzvahs, trumas, and maisas, and shemitah, and so on, but also lahamid lamelach, to establish a government, but more than that, to build a society, to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. It's the same sugya, right? It's the same Gemara in Sota. It talks about imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also where the Gemara brings up this drusha, you know, in terms of establishing, you know, this kind of a setup. So therefore, perhaps that's what Moshe longed for. And indeed, if you take a look in Source 26, Dvarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Hey, it says, "Re'ei limadatim chukim mishpatim." Because Baruch Hu says, "I've given you the chukim and the mishpatim." Kashet Sivan Hashem Lekai La'asos Kain Bekerav Aretz Asher Atayim Boim Shama Levishto. The ultimate purpose of the chukim and the mishpatim is to do them in the land that I've given you. Well, one second, but a lot of the mitzvahs apply in Chutz Laretz too, right? I mean, so what is it? La'asos Kain Bekerav Aretz. So Rabbi Aaron pointed out is that There is an inyan in Eretz Yisrael. Doing the mitzvahs is not just doing the mitzvahs. We have to do the mitzvahs everywhere, including in Eretz Yisrael. But there's something else too. If you look in the psukim that I quoted in the next few sources, there's all from the coming sedras, Achremos and Kedoshim next week. Perek Yudches Pasuk Hey Ushmartem Eschukosav Es Mishpatai Pasuk Chavav Ushmartem Atem Eschukav Es Mishpatai Pasuk Lamed Ushmartem Es Mishmarti in Parshas Kedoshim 28 Perek Yudches Pasuk Lamed Ushmartem Es Kol Chukosav Es. You hear a theme, right? Ushmartem Ushmartem, right? Ushmartem Es in Perakov Pasuk Ches Ushmartem Es Chukosai, and finally at the bottom Perakov Pasuk Chavez Ushmartem Es Kol Chukosai Ves Kol Mishutai Vasisim Asom Velo Soki Eschem Aretz Asher Anei. So the land won't throw you out. In other words, our job is, what's the job long term? Somebody has to establish, right? The generation that came in had to establish. But subsequent generations, the job is a shmartem. We have to preserve it. We have to do everything we can to preserve the national value, our national entity, the national existence of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, which of course, to bring it to contemporary times, we weren't really able to do for many, many centuries. It's only in the last, coming up on, 69 years or so this week. It's only since then that we've had that opportunity, right? To again work on preserving it. And this idea of shmira, Rav Aaron pointed out, we learn from something the Torah stresses with regards to kohanim. Look in Source 31, Parshas Korach, Pesukim Aleph through Zion of Perek Yud Ches in Bamidbar. Okay, there's a special mitzvah upon the kohanim to guard the sanctity of their kahuna. Right, it says a few times again that verb or some form of it was shavshav shomru. You look in pasuk gimel, v'shomru mishmartecha, and pasuk dalad v'shomru es mishmeres, pasuk hey v'shmartem es mishmeres hakodesh, and pasuk zayin atav v'nechet chot tishmeres kuhunaschem. There's a job. The kohanim have to guard their office and their status, and we're supposed to also help the kohanim. That's the mitzvah of kiddushto. We have to show them honor and sanctity and so on. And so too, by extension, Rav Aaron is saying that there's an inyan to preserve the sanctity of the land and of the nation in that land. And he said that requires work. That's unatatem. You have to get your hands dirty. You have to work. Okay. You have to do something. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu so much longed for. So this is one aspect of what Rabbi Aaron spoke about in terms of longing. A longing for Eretz Yisrael, using Moshe Rabbeinu as the example. A longing to build up the country, to establish a nation. And in subsequent generations, our job to maintain, to shmartem, to preserve and to build on, to make it better, to make it even more. This was the longing. That's the idea of longing for Eretz Yisrael. There's also a longing on a personal level. I think he tried to stress as well. The Gemara in Ksubas, Taf Kuf Yud Aleph, 32. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about a certain person who governed the Nafla Yevama Bechozo. A person that had a brother who passed away, and so the wife so now he's chayv to do yibum with the widow of his brother, but she was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Bechozo outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he came and he asked, "Chanina, should I go to do the mitzvah of yibum?" I said, "What do you mean? Your brother left. Now you're going to follow? You're not allowed to do it." Basically, he says, "No, right? Ma'u l'meichas liyabmo, allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? No." And apparently from this Gemara, it's telling you you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's the pashpah on the Gemara. What we paskan is a different question, but that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Chanina told him, you can't leave Eretz, even to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. And this sugar comes up as well with regards to the issue of shaving on Chalamoid. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, in Moed Katan, Yud Gimel, Beis 33, one of the people, we have a din, you're not allowed to shave on Chalamoid. The reason you're not allowed to shave on Chalamoid is because Chazal wanted to make sure that people would shave on Erev Yontif, to come into Yontif looking clean shaven, looking not looking unkempt. And many people back then or today are very busy Erev Yontif. So the guy figures out Erev Yontif got 55 other things to do. So you know what? I'll shave on Chalamoid. I'll do it later. And they won't shave the covered Yontif. So therefore, to make sure that people wouldn't do that, they made an Isser to shave on Chalamoid, to make sure everyone would shave on Erev Yontif. That's a question, and that's not for tonight's discussion, whether it should still apply today. Today, people who shave every day. Anyways, okay, that's for another time. But Lemaisa, that's the origin of that din. And the Mishnah lists off certain exceptions. So in Source 33, one of the exceptions is Habom Medinas Hayam. Okay? Meaning the guy was traveling and an Erev Yontif, he didn't have time to shave Erev Yontif. It wasn't that he was putting it off on purpose, you know, because he was lazy or whatever it is. He got stuck and the plane came late, the boat came late, whatever happened, he didn't get there in time. So the Gemara says, of Yudarim and Aleph, Source 34, the Gemara says, well, wait a second. The Gemara says, depends on the circumstances. What would he mean, Habom Medina Sayam? He came from outside, overseas. What was he doing there to begin with? What gave him the right to go there altogether? Right? Maybe this is a knas, this is a penalty. We don't let the guy shave a chalamoid because he should have shaved on Erev Yontif. Now we're saying this is an exception because that guy couldn't shave. When he couldn't. What was he doing in Medina Sayam to begin with? So the Gemara says, Amachlok is Tanoim. So one opinion, Behuda Omer, Habom Medina Sayam, lo yigaleach. He had no right to go to Chutzlaret in the first place. So we're going to give him a break now. Good, you can't shave too bad. Okay, you know, and not allowed to shave Chalamoid either. Now, the Gemara makes a distinction. What was he doing? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lashut, Dibra Kolosu. He went to Eretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Lashut means to, you know, to go on a trip, to roam around, to go on vacation, to go touring. You know, that, Dibra Kolosu. He's not allowed to shave. It doesn't say he's also to go. It means he's not allowed to shave Chalamoid. Limizonos, if the guy went to Chutzlaret because he had to earn money to buy food, right, as for parnasa purpose, then Dibra Kolosu. It's mutter for him to shave. That's a legitimate reason. Okay? Lo nechukhu el harbicha. The only machlokus is, what if he went, he wanted to make more, he had plenty of money anyway, but there's a good deal, he can make even more money. It wasn't so necessary for his livelihood, but something extra. And that's how Rashi explains in 35, l'arvicha sheyesh lo nechasim harbe, has plenty, has enough already, but he went to make even more. Now the Gemara does not really discuss the nature of the issue, you know, the question and learning this Gemara, is this Gemara a local issue with regards to shaving? In other words, if the guy he left for Mizonas, then he can shave. If he left for Tour, then he can't shave. But without really dealing with, is it mutter to go in the first place? Is that how do we read the Gemara? And the Gemara doesn't really discuss the nature of the Isser. Okay, can we learn from here that it's talking actual Isser to leave? Or it's more of a local question with regards to shaving. If you did leave, now there's a question, can you shave? What was the circumstance? Was it pressing enough to say we can make an exception? But you can't really derive anything here from terms of the, you know, in terms of the actual Isser. And if it is also, though, the question of what exactly is the Isser? Now, is this Gemara related to the Gemara in Ksubas, where Chanina told this fellow he couldn't even leave for a mitzvah? Mitzvah Yibum couldn't leave. Yeah.
But he's all early Talmai. What about the Gemara of Zeru? Zeru wanted to make
Aliyah. Yeah, right. They told him. Okay.
So wait a second. And Gemara says you can't leave Babel, so.
Right. So it was different. Kenzan. Okay. But the Yushalmi links the two sugas. Okay. Take a look at the Yushalmi in Moed Katan, Per Gimel Halacha Aleph. It links the sugi that we had with Ksubas with this sugi here in Moed Katan. So Yushalmi is in Moed Katan. Okay, Tana B'Shem Yehuda, Habam is Hayam Asal Galeach, the same question about shaving when he came from Dinas Hayam. And the Gemara says, Me'ata Kohen, Shiyotza Chutzorat Hol, Yotza Shorbaton Chachamim, Ye Asal Galeach. And he tells a story similar to the one we have, and our Gemara in Ksubas, back in Source 32, doesn't say who the guy was. And the Yushalmi says he was a Kohen. We'll see later why that's relevant. But he was a Kohen. He asked the Rabbi Chanina, can I leave? And he told him, no. So the Yushalmi does link up the sugya with the shaving of Chalamoid with the sugya of the guy leaving Eretz Yisrael, and everything seems to be the same. So based on that, again, I have the Karban Eda learned. The Karban Eda is one of the, there's no Rashi in Yushalmi. So on the side of the page you have the commentary of the Pnei Moshe, that's on the whole Yushalmi. That's the only parish that's on the entire Yushalmi. And certain Masechtas, we have a lot of Masechtas, also the Karban Eda. So Karban Eda in 37 writes, what's the problem? He says it's an Isser. So according to the Yushalmi, perhaps the issue of shaving a Chalamoid for someone who travels from outside of Eretz Yisrael revolves around the whether it's Mutter or Asr to leave Eretz Yisrael in the first place. And that's how the Rosh in Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Siman Aleph, 39, learns, he quotes the Ravid in the third line, V'arayvitz al pirish depluk to b'yudah rabbanon, ayri b'yotze chutz l'aretz, and Yerushalmi implies, says the Ravid, kevon she yotze chutz l'aretz, yehe osur l'galeach hol v'yotze shalobr tzon chachamen. He left Eretz Yisrael against the will of the Chach, against the halacha, it's keneged halacha. And the idea is that in a certain sense, as the Rosh concludes, the name of the Ravid, even to go for Parnasa, you're not really supposed to do it. Okay, that's still called Shalom Bershus. Okay, if a person did, so maybe a nafkamini will let him shave. But really, he shouldn't have left. That, if you look at the last line of that Rosh, the last line in 39, the Aflam Izonos, Lot says Lechutzar, Tzalkadai to the Chashu Yehuda, Shalom Bershus. That's possibly considered Shalom Bershus. You shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael for anything. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch isn't as clear. The Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Chalamoid. The Aruch Haim Sin Tovkuf Lamed Aleph Siv Dalet. So it's 40 Elam Agal Chalamoid. Gives you the different people. Guy got out of prison. He came in all those cases in the Mishnah. And it says towards the end, the last line and a half, V'chein ha'boam in Yinus Hayam V'chalamoid O Shabbat Be'erev HaRegav O Shos B'yam. Either he came on Chalamoid, he arrived from overseas, or he came in Erev Yantav, not enough time. And he says, V'hu shalo yotza me'eretz Yisrael l'chutzot l'tayel. Provided the guy gets this extra permit to shave on Chalamoid, provided he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael just for a tour, just to go roaming around in Chutz Lartz. Okay, so but it's not clear from the Shulchan Aruch if this is an actual Isser or not. The Rambam seems to learn differently altogether. The Rambam Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, tells his din of Ein Magalchen and so on Chalamoid, and he writes, I'll accept there's certain people who are exceptions, and that is in Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Ches, second part of 41, Ketzad, V'habor Mimedina Sayam, V'hu Shalo Yotzo L'tayel El L'schor Keyotzo, and only went for business, then you can Mimegalia. The Rambam never really here, anyway, formulates an actual Isser to leave Chutz Lartz. Okay? The chiluk between Mizonos on the one extreme and Litayel, you know, to roam around, Lashut, to on the other end, is a chiluk with regards to shaving. Okay? The hetter to shave upon arriving in Chalamoid, but not necessarily is that a chiluk. So we don't know from this Rambam how he fits in, whether he fits in like that Ravid who said at the end, that the Rosh quoted, that even for Mizonos, it's considered Shalom Bershus. So the Briska Rav, on this Rambam, Maran Rizal Levi, quoted the name of the Gra, that according to one way to learn, he learns the Yushalmi that way, there's no Isser at all. I said before, we get back to the fact that the guy was a Kohen. That's not insignificant, because we have a Din de Rabbanan that Chutz Laretz has Tumah, okay, that's called Tumas Eretz Amen, okay, there's a certain level of Tumah automatically in Chutz Laretz, it's not in Eretz Yisrael, so Kohen's not allowed intentionally become Tomei, so therefore the Velvel Salavetchik learns that the whole discussion is only about a Kohen to begin with, and that's because of the side issue, so to speak, of Tumas Amim, Tumas Eretz Amim, and that's got nothing to do with a regular Jew, so according to this approach, there's no Isser to leave whatsoever. But then we have to analyze, assuming there is some sort of Isser, what is the nature of the Isser? What is the nature of the Isser? Is it Drabonon? Is it Daraisa? And where would it come from? So it's interesting, someone mentioned before, if you look in Subasaf Kuf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph 42, Amar Yud Amar Shmuel, Kishem, Sha'asur Lotzeis Meretz Yola Bavel, Kach Asur Lotzeis Mi Bavel, L'Shara Ratzos. Just like you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, once you're in Bavel, you can't leave Bavel either. What Kedusha does Bavel have? So that's a discussion for another time. But apparently there's a special status in Bavel, and Rashi tells a simple shot, 43, Kach Asur Lotzeis Mi Bavel, why? L'fisha Yesham Yeshivas, Hamarbitzus Torah Tomei, because the bubble is full of yeshivas. You're going to go to, you know, some other trade from Medina and go over there. There's no yeshivas. There's no place to learn. There's no shuls. Not, you know, you shouldn't go there. Right? Bavel had a Jewish community. Now, if you, the Rambam brings the halacha, Perek Hey of Hilchos Malach Halach Yud Beis, he brings this. Kishem Shasu Lotzim Arat Lachutz Arat, Kach Asu Lotzim Hi Bavel, L'Shar Aratzos. So we could say, based on this Kishem, Kishem is just like, it's an equation. So, what's the reason you can't leave Bavel? It's because there are yeshivas and Batei Midrashas there and so on. So one could argue that that's the same thing with leaving Eretz Yisrael. And that's how Rashi would seem to learn. Now, if you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, why? Because that's where there's Jewish life, and you can't go to a place where there's no Jewish life. And not that there's an Isser per se of leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's a pragmatic. That's the connection to leaving Bavel. But the Rambam, that's what Rashi seems to say. So you know why not leave Eretz Yisrael? Because that's where all the yeshivas and all the shuls are. But according to the Rambam has a pasuk. Now we'll read the rest of 44. Perek Hei Alach Yud Beis. Kishem she'asu lotzeis me'aretz l'chutzoretz, kach asu lotzeis bavela sha'aretz, shenemar bavela yuvo v'shama yiyu. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I quoted in the full in 45. Yirmiyahu chav zayin, chav beis. Bavela yuvo v'shama yiyu. Ad yom pakti osam num Hashem, v'alisim v'ashivosim al hamakom hazeh. That sounds like it's an iser. It's not just a convene, well, not enough shuls, it's a pasuk. Now, it's not in the Torah. It's true, it's a pasuk in Navi. But it has perhaps the clout, maybe the Divrei Kabbalah, whatever, maybe even some sort of a din d'oraisa, and the pasuk in Navi backs it up. Now, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, because you can't leave Bavela, Yuvol, Shama Yehu. You have to stay there, Ad Yom Pok Yisrael, until. This relates a little bit to the whole question of the shvuas, the oath. We're not allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael by ourselves. That's also that same sugi and ksubas. Okay, now the Lechem Mishnah has a long analysis. We're not going to read inside to save time. The Lechem Mishnah there, source 46, Hilchos Melachim Perek Hey, Alef Yud Beis. The Lechem Mishnah says that according to Rashi, this is Darabana, but according to the Rambam, it's possibly Nisa Daraisa. What is Nisa Daraisa? In other words, if there is Nisa Daraisa, so what is, again, if we're trying to posit that there is Nisa Daraisa, to leave Eretz Yisrael. So what is the nature of that is the right? So what's, you know, why? So if you want to say like Rashi has something to do with the yeshivas and shuls, okay. But if we don't take that direction, what would the nature of the Isser be? So possibly, it's a bittul of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is a mitzvah to settle Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a lot of literature about the fact that the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as an independent one of Tayag Mitzvahs. The Ramban does. The Ramban in his addenda to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban, in the end of the Ramban wrote a commentary, Asokas Ramban, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. So in the end of both the Asay section and Los Asay section, he lists off what he calls Mitzvah Sheshachach Harav, right? The Mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot. And they forgot. He omitted them. One of the, so this what's called the Shichas HaEssen, Hashmotos HaEssen, that he thinks that certain Mitzvahs say the Rambam left out. So one of the things Ramban says, he left out the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there's a tremendous amount of literature in Shiurim, what did the Rambam mean, why did he not count it? So, you know, many assume the halacha, that the Rambam absolutely agrees that it's Doraisa, it just for some technical reason didn't count it. And then there's a tshuva about it. Others, you know, what the Rambam meant, or Moshe Feinstein, so there's a tshuva, he distinguishes between what might be called a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not obligatory, but it's a mitzvah mekayim mitzvah. We go, I think that's how Moshe writes in the tshuva. The Avnezer says it's Doraisa all the way, it's just subsumed under a different mitzvah, all kinds of different explanations. But in any event, if you hold that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so now leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're about to the mitzvah. So maybe that's Isser. The Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael is a bittul in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Of course, if you hold that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah of the Reich, or it's not a mitzvah of Doris, that's how some of the commentaries say, that generation had to settle Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a mitzvah for all time. If you say like that, so then you're not going to be able to say that the mitzvah Isser Doraisa of leaving Eretz Yisrael is because it's a bittul of the mitzvah settlement, of the mitzvah itself, the settlement so is not the, you know, it's not the raisa. There is an interesting, Rav Aaron pointed out, this is in Bekiyas, you know, it also may relate to the status of the mitzvahs atlius ba'aretz today. Do the mitzvah, let's say, trumas ha'maisa, shmita, today. We assume that these mitzvahs, let's say, shmita, we assume it's drabanan today. Okay, certain things. So, what is the status? This touches on a major sugya, whether the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is retained. Kidsha, the kedusha is a kidsha lasid lavo. It's all time, or the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael expired when the basement was destroyed. They're different. They might be different in the first base hamikdash, in the second base hamikdash. That's a long shir in its own right. Probably many shirim in their own right. Maybe it's been spoken about in the past here. But in any event, one could argue that if the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, okay, that if the kedusha, I should say, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only drabanan, then it's hard to say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is going to be Doraisa and is an Issa Doraisa to leave Eretz Yisrael. However, Rav Aaron pointed out there's a Chiddush Ramban in the beginning of Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara in Gittin talks about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The first mission in Gittin talks about, among other things, about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban, Divan Oshma Ashkenaz Ladarim, 47, the back page, the Ramban has an answer to a Kasha, which is, we don't need to go into, not even printed. He says, even if you hold that lo kitcha l'asid lovel in Trumas HaMaisers, even if we assume that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is no longer in force for the Doraisa, for the purpose of the Mitzvah Tzus Ba'aretz, okay, but Eretz Yisrael, Afal Pichein, Eretz Yisrael b'chibasa hi, omedes uv'kedushasa l'inyin yeshivasa v'dirasa. The Ramban says the two are not necessarily head and tail of the same coin. You can have the notion that the mitzvahs are Tzus Ba'aretz, are not, in effect, because the Kedusha is not there, according to those Shitas, the Kedusha is not there anymore, in terms of Trumas and Maisers. But in terms of the Eretz Yisrael's special status and its kedusha for Yeshiva's Eretz Yisrael and for the chiba, the special status, that is the raisa. So there we can make that split. Okay. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Hei Halacha Tes in 48 writes, "Asur lo seis me'Eretz Yisrael lechutzot la'olam." Wow, I can't say it more clearly than that. Rambam says you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael forever. Now, does it mean, what about, does it mean, for, what does the Ola mean? In other words, there's two ways to learn the word Ola. It means forever, you can't leave ever, 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 or it means you can't leave intending to leave forever. But to leave, I'm going to come back. I'm going on vacation, I'm going there, and I'm coming back. There's different ways to learn what the Rambam means. Also, but if it's daito lachzor, if it's intention to come back, you know, come back in a month or two, or a week or two, or whatever, a day or two. So that's a different story. Okay, so maybe it's only, so there's really two ways to learn that Rambam. Maybe he holds, it's only if ain't daito lachzor then, or maybe even if it's daito lachzor, it's still not allowed to leave, so it's not so clear. There's a Gemara about Azor Daf Yud Gimel, going back to the Kohen, says, Imhoya Kohen, Mitame Lil Motar Velisa Isha. It says that even a Kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We had the problem before of Tumas Eretz Amim, but that doesn't apply to a Kohen. If he's leaving for the purpose to learn, he can't find a good yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. It's a better yeshiva is here, in his opinion. So he wants to learn it by a particular Rosh Yeshiva, a particular yeshiva. Okay. That's the mukkah for these young married guys. They always have to go to where they learn in the yeshiva. They can't find any yeshiva anywhere else. But anyway, that's this gemara. So, Lilmo Torah or Lisa Isha. He's not having atzlacha with Shaduchim in Eretz Yisrael, so he thinks he'll have better atzlacha in Chutzart. So, that's mutter. Now, Tosus there says, however, source 50, Tosus says, Lilmo Torah Lisa Isha, yeah, but perish redaito lach, so he's going to come back. He's only going now to learn for a couple of years. He's going to learn with this Rosh Yeshiva, or he's going to try and find the shirk, but he's going to come back. Okay, the ilu ain't daito lachzor, says Tosas, if he's not going to, he's not planning to come back. No, what do you mean? He goes back to that gemara ksubas we had before. That what? That even to the mekayim the mitzvah, even the mekayim the mitzvah, not allowed to do it. Right. So what's it? So therefore, Tosas says it's got to be. Then there's a discussion with just dafka these mitzvahs or other mitzvahs. Anyway, so lemaisa, it could be that there's no iser to leave Eretz Yisrael if you're planning to come back anyway. The whole issue doesn't apply, except maybe for a kohen. Because of the Tumas Amim issue. So there are really three different ways to learn. You can say there's no Isser at all. The whole din with regards to shaving, you know, that's the way the Revelva learned in the name of the Gra. Okay? Or there's an Isser if but it's only Usser if you're not planning to come back, or it's Usser all the time, like the Rabbit seemed to say. And the Rambam can really fit in either way. The Rav Kook in Source 51 has one of his collection of Chuvas, Shal Chuvas Mishpat Kohen. One of the different collections of Shalos HaChuvos from Rav Kook. So in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, if you have time to read it, 51. So he tries to figure out what the Rambam holds. You know, there's a little bit of misupik in the position of the Rambam. The Rambam isn't as clear. The Rambam in Perek Hei Halacha Tes in 52 goes back and suggests that, you know, even if Daito Lachzor, he still needs certain heterim like Lisa Isha and so on. Rav Aaron suggested something different, and with this we'll conclude. However, we work out all these different Gemaras. Clearly, it's not encouraged to leave Eretz Yisrael. We're encouraged to be in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you have to leave, right? Sometimes there are pressing concerns. And now the question is how pressing and what are the ramifications in regards to Kohen, ramifications in regards to Shevan Chalamayit, if you're coming back, and Erev Yontif or whatever. But in terms of the nature of the Isser, so the idea would seem to be, around compared it to the mitzvah of sitting a sukkah on sukkahs, right? 53. Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perchav Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yamim Kol Ezer Chisrael Beisrael Yeshua Sukkas. Right, we don't have to live in a sukkah on sukkahs. And the Gemara has in Sukkah Chav Ches Mem Beis 54 Tanar Rabbanan Kol Shivas Hayom Adam Osa Sukkas Of Keva Beis Arai. The week of sukkahs, your sukkah becomes your permanent dwelling place, and your house is your temporary dwelling place. And Ketzad Hayolo Kelim Noy Malon Sukkah. Right, you have nice dishes, nice silverware, you bring them into the sukkah. Right. Doesn't say anything about paper. Matzos knows you have nice, mats and nice tablecloth. Bring them to the, everything nice goes into the sukkah. That's because the famous Teshru Ke'ein Taduru. Now, what does that mean? You're not allowed to walk out of the sukkah the whole sukkah? You have to sit in the sukkah the whole week? Not allowed? No. As Rambam says, sukkah's not a jail. You don't have to sit in the sukkah the whole week. But what it means is your Iker Dira is there. There's no Indian that you're not allowed to walk out of the sukkah. That there's a kapeta, there's any, never to walk out of the sukkah. I'm Teshru Ke'ein Taduru. You walk out of your house sometimes. And to go for a trip, because is there an Indian to sit in the sukkah and mamish the whole time? I'm talking about Siddush literature, but up in terms of simple, pshat, teishu kein tador. You live in the sukkah like you live at home. So whatever you normally do at home, you normally do in the sukkah. That's all after to leave when it rains, right? If it rains in your house, you leave that room in the house too. So it rains in the sukkah, you leave the sukkah, teishu kein tador. So the sukkah is not a jail. So there are reasons why you're allowed to leave, to go out of the sukkah. The point of the matter is, though, the sukkah is the Iker residence. So the Rambam suggested, if I understood correctly, was that even a person who leaves Eretz Yisrael, but that's his Iker residence. Mentally, that's his Iker residence. That's what has to be. That's the din. There may be heterim, they'll get married, to find a pet, a parnosa, and whatever the ramifications are. But your Iker dira is in Eretz Yisrael. You're longing on the personal level, so to speak. Where do you want to be? And I would just add, he didn't say this, but those of us who live in Chutzarts and you know, are not leaving for Eretz Yisrael in the immediately foreseeable future, but you still have to have a longing for it. We have to know deep down that that's where we belong. You know, there may be compelling reasons why we can't go, and those are all important issues. I'm not minimizing or criticizing anybody. I'm here, so. But at the end of the day, the longing, the tshuka, the desire. So really what we've seen, the Baron spoke about the longing on a national level, the longing of Moshe Rabbeinu, the longing to establish a presence in Eretz Yisrael, then build up a country and so on, and establish a Jewish national identity in a Jewish homeland. And then the individual has to have a longing, has to have a desire, even if you can't. On Sukkot, I know when I come home, we go on a family trip on Chol HaMoed, when I come back, we eat supper in the Sukkot, where the Sukkot is the focal point. So Eretz Yisrael has to be the focal point also. The Among Abraham have then is just another. Perhaps you can leave even for lesser reason. We don't have to go into that now. I'll just conclude. Somebody told me a story that Rav Bina from Yeshiva Netziv Aryeh had told him. There's a person who learned in that yeshiva. Told me that when Rav Bina spoke about the Baal Nichnasin Baruch Haim, Rav Bina said that he was once on the plane coming back. I guess they were both in. Neuberger said before that Lichtens would come to give Bechinis to the Talmidim, and again, Rabina came to give Talmidim Bechin to his Talmidim, and so on. So they were on the same plane going back, and they were sitting next to each other on the plane going back. And Rabina, again, I didn't hear this from Rabina, but this Talmud told me that when the plane came close to Eretz Yisrael, when they announced, you know, to straighten out the seat and to buckle the seatbelts, we're going to start our descent, you know, into Ben Gurion Airport, he said there was a noticeable change in Rav Lichtenstein's entire demeanor. Just we're coming to Eretz Yisrael now. Like there was a noticeable, and we generally, I say we as a Talmidim, don't generally think of Rav Lichtenstein Chavach as having been, you know, an emotional person, a person who emoted, you know, or expressed emotions, you know, but it's not really true. I think I mentioned that when I was here 2 years ago. You don't write the way Rav Lichtenstein wrote and speak the way he speaks with that almost poetic description without being an extremely passionate person. He didn't display the emotions outwardly the way many other people do. But he was a very passionate, very emotional person. And Rabina said, he was taken aback. It just announced we're landing in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a palpable, an excitement, a feeling. We're back in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means to long for Eretz Yisrael. So if we want to be Talmidim of Lichtenstein, heavenly Talmid of Sha'aron, you know, we want to be like the Talmidim of Lichtenstein, so we should also, even though we're here in Chutz La'aretz, most of us, as I said, are not leaving for Eretz Yisrael tomorrow morning or any time in the near or immediately foreseeable future, but at least there should be a longing. We should have desire the way Lichtenstein had a desire. Maybe we do go to Eretz Yisrael, have that palpable excitement when it's time to land. Yehi zichro baruch. Thank you for listening.